Welcome to Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We have special guests, Heather Chauvin and Janet Allison. They are coming together to model working in sisterhood and have co-created Raising Boys 101 with the intention to assist in raising consciousness, inspiring happiness, and changing generations by providing a community for parents to further understand how they can raise their boys. Without further ado, we'll dive into our conversation. Janet and Heather, I want to thank you so much for being here today, and I'm really excited to talk about raising boys and your upcoming teaching that will be held online. If both of you can share why you're passionate about boys and the possibility of raising boys with maybe a greater vision than just getting through the moment.
Well, as a teacher and a boy whisperer, I will say I've been called that. I'm not sure I own that, but what we see in the larger society is that boys are failing on every measure, every academic measure, every social, emotional, behavioral measure that researchers have come up with. Our boys are failing, and that's scary, and we need to begin to change the context, begin to change the environment around our boys, because I firmly believe that there is nothing wrong with our boys. We have simply created places and spaces that don't meet who they intrinsically are.
Mm. Yay, and I am the mama of three boys and a coach who works with a lot of women and parents who are in fear, a lot of fear. And like you said, Janet, places and spaces that have been created. And my goal in life is to just, you know, raise happy, calm, and healthy children who are contributing to the society and making a difference. And I think boys is kind of a minority that have been looked over, especially in development. And I see a lot of that in my clients as well, that it's kind of like, this doesn't apply to boys. How can I change it? So I come from a personal and a passion, and I just love Janet's pieces, and I'm so excited.
Beautiful. And if you can share, we'll start with Janet, a little bit about an overarching of what you intend to contribute to the coursework, so that the listeners can connect with aspects of your wisdom. And the same for you, Heather, what your intentions are to connect the listeners to their boys that they're raising.
Well, it's so fun to be working with someone else to bring our experiences together and our both professional and personal experiences together. And, you know, between us, we have, I don't know, 30 some years of parenting experience and decades of professional experience. So I really come from the aspect, because I did not raise boys. I always have to say that I raised two daughters, and they are grown and out in the world. So I have maybe a little bit of wisdom from having been there, done that, and know that children will grow up despite everything you do as a parent, and be pretty much well adjusted, although it's always our goal to help them be more well adjusted. But I really bring in the kind of the overarching theory, some brain based, scientifically based research, so that we can really understand where our boys are coming from innately, what's hardwired. How does testosterone affect our boys, drive our boys? And, you know, as parents, we and people working with boys, we need to know and understand what's the foundational groundwork that we're working with here. And so that's really my my doorway in, is through the brain and how we're hardwired, what our innate nature is, and then to bring in the nurture and the culture and how all that applies as well.
I learn so much from you, Janet, every time we talk, and I think I know everything No, we think, I don't think I know everything. We think we know everything.
Right.
It's like, and then you just give me one little tip and I'm like, why is this happening? And it's so great to get, you know, collaboration and just know you're not alone as parents. There's people out there who want to support me. Overwhelming, because I was there once too as a parent, and that's kind of part of my story. So my aspect and what I want to teach every parent and child who comes into this program is just the basics of breath and silence, and really understanding the importance of that and the transformation that I have seen between women and their sons is astonishing. Within minutes, within weeks, of my son would never, you know, talk to me openly about this. And after applying your material, I've seen a great difference in his communication and his confidence and his behavior. And that's what I want to bring to the table. And I just want every parent to know they're not alone, and what they're experiencing or what they've been told. You know, there are other alternatives and there are other ways to deal with your children's behavior. So keep looking and don't lose hope.
Mm-hmm. And what else we bring that is valuable is the really practical strategies. I mean, you, if you're in this program, you are there because you're seeking knowledge and change. And we are there to provide you with specific tools, specific strategies. You know, this is what you need to do. And for instance, just a small piece is understanding how the male brain is hardwired for language, and understanding that there are less language centers in the male brain. Therefore, he cannot process all of the language that mom usually often is dishing out in the morning, say before school. And so if we can back off from that, and part of that is what Heather brings in with breath, is if we can say one thing, pause, breathe, let him process and do, and then go into the next thing. You know, it's an easy thing to implement, but if you don't know about it, you can't do it. So giving, really sharing really practical strategies and tools that can be used right away is part of the goal of Raising Boys 101.
Mm, yeah. Beautiful. I love that you just shared that, because that was on my mind. You've shared that before in another call we've had together. And if you can just go a little bit deeper into that, about the dynamics of male to female, so the mothers listening can understand this applies to their sons, and if they have a relationship, a partner, family unit together. And then, Heather, if you can share just from what you witnessed, because you have three boys, I notice the difference all the time because I have one of each. Can witness how much my son needs quiet, and too much infeed actually creates aggravation for him because he doesn't have time to process. So, Janet, could you go a little bit deeper into that, and then Heather, follow up from what you witness on a daily basis and where you've been able to put in the silence and the breath to help create a different dance at home.
Well, as I was speaking about this in a parent group not too long ago, about, you know, it's the input in, but it's also the output, as you said. It's not only saying something, giving a direction, making a request, and waiting for a response. It's also, you know, you've asked or waiting for him to do something. It's also with your husband, with your partner, asking a question, expressing a feeling, an emotion, and you're met with silence and maybe a blank stare. And you take it personally. But if you understand this, then you can breathe and relax and go, oh, okay, he's working hard. He's inside. He's finding his response. He's working hard. And then you can relax as the partner and wait and know that, oh, he's coming up with the answer, and it's okay. And it takes out so much stress from the relationship. And after I was talking about this, I had a mom come up to me after the the talk with tears in her eyes, and she said, "I think you've just saved my marriage."
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I always joke with you, Janet, because I say, "I think you saved my marriage and sanity."
Good.
And, you know, even my dog and cat are male, so I'm surrounded by this. I grew up, you know, single mother, single child, so I didn't have brothers. It was interesting. I didn't live with a male. It's a whole new world to me, but what you just said, Janet, regarding the blank stare, I see that all the time, and before doing the work that I did, it would be immediate reaction, you know, and then anger, aggravation, and then this whirlwind of anxiety and overwhelm, and then feeling like a failure as a parent. And we know what that's like in our mind when we just spin. So being able to sit back, calm down, give yourself some breath, you know, getting those spiritual practices in your own life, but also allowing your children to have those spiritual practices is such an amazing gift to give. And what was your question, Suzanne? What did you want me to answer?
Well, what you witness with your boys and your husband, as far as the aspect that they can only take so much from the feminine,
yeah,
and they need time and space to process, and where you've seen the result of giving them that, the positive outcome.
I think the biggest thing that I've noticed is as a woman and a mother, really just backing off and holding space for everybody, and also holding space for myself. And the more I worked on myself, the more I noticed that. So besides being not being consciously aware that that's what they needed, once I started giving myself the space to think, feel, and act and bring in all of everything that I need, I noticed that their needs were being met too. So it was letting go and backing off. And I know sometimes we have a tendency to want to control everything. So it was definitely working on control within myself. And when I started implementing those things, everything changed. The way I reacted, the way our home, you know, our lifestyle, getting input from everybody. I don't know. Every time I get a little tidbit from Janet and I implement it, it's like, oh my goodness, that just shifted everything. And it's just something so tiny and so small. So it's a journey within myself, you know, within us as parents, and also the connection we have with our children, with our spouses, like Janet said. The strategies that I've implemented have not only changed my relationship with my sons, but also with my husband, with my father, with any other man that has been in my life. But mostly with myself.
Beautiful. And if the two of you can share what is actually possible in your mind's eye, going really big picture. So imagine if we're all operating in a more holistic way, as many times were reflected in different indigenous cultures throughout the world, where community was and the cultivation of the community and wellness was a priority. If you can just share a little snapshot of what you could imagine the domino effect would be if people take the time just to, in space, to connect to shifting behaviors, shifting presence within the family and as they relate to the male species alone.
And just enjoying that vision, Suzanne. You know, I feel... I just flashed on being in a clothing store not too long ago with a mom. Duration, you know, this boy was playing with the hangers and the cart and the clothes in the cart, and mom just wanted to shop, and she was not happy with son. And I just think, you know, gosh, if she had this information and she knew, you know, let's stop at the park before we have to go to the store, and let's make sure we have some good juice, some good water, some good protein, good nutrition, and then be able to bring something for him to engage with while shopping, something for his hands to do, how different that experience would have been. and how their relationship would shift into one of mutual understanding and not so much mom frustrated with boy because he won't do what she wants or doesn't behave in a certain way. And I see it carried over into the classroom as well. And I think we could really revolutionize our education system. And it's happening in a small way. Michael Gurian and the Gurian Institute are real drivers of that, getting this into schools, that sitting still and learning is not a model that's suiting our boys. And how can we, like, lift our vision and make it okay to be active learners once again, to have relevancy in learning, to have experiential learning, and so that our boys can thrive and they can be outwardly focused in the world with purpose and service rather than turning more and more inwardly, which is media and video game driven.
Heather?
I'm like, ditto. I just want to say ditto. I come from a conventional background. I was a therapist and I worked in, for a government agency, we'll just keep it at that, with children. And the gap, the void that I've seen, broke my heart. And being a mother, like we all know, we're talking about that. My oldest will come home, he's 8 years old. I'm not good enough. I'm stupid. I'm this, I'm that. I can't do this at school. And my bigger vision, my bigger picture, and my why I wake up every morning and do what I do is just to know that whatever is going on in your child's mind is and body and who they are and your relationship with them is perfect. It's an experience for healing. And like Janet, I would love to see, the school systems change, more active learning, just so people, you know, it's okay if you learn a different way. That's who you are. That's why you were put on this planet at this time. You were supposed to be that. You were supposed to have the gift. Maybe you're not a book learner. That's okay. I just want children to know that it's okay to be who they are. And also for parents to know that it's okay to accept your children for who they are. And the vulnerability, I talk a lot about vulnerability of, you know, we go out in public and we expose ourselves and our children have a tantrum and we feel shame and guilt. And that's okay. I would love for us to just come together and take away the judgment and say, here, I have this little tip to help you go implement and feel confident doing so. And no, it's okay to ask for support. It's okay to ask for help. And just, you know, children to connect and not bully each other, not feel like we're on a hierarchy. We're here to feel connected and supported. And I feel like that's shifting. And boys, especially, I don't know why.
It was, this reminds me of a conversation. I was giving a talk last night and a mom came up to us afterwards and she said, she's got a 5-year-old and they were talking about boys and crying. And this is kind of the elemental shift you were referring to, Suzanne, I think. And she told her boy, she said, you know, if you went and asked grandpa, he would tell you that it was not okay for boys to cry.
Yeah.
And this little boy was appalled. He could not believe that boys had ever been told that it was not okay to cry. And there's the shift right there, that this little boy knows deep in his soul that it is A-okay to cry.
Mm-hmm. Cry a lot. It feels good. I do it all the time.
Getting those emotions out. Mm-hmm. So if you can share, as both of you are speaking, I'm just connecting to the aspect of what's possible when the mother really engages with what she has to offer. And I see this with my own son, that he's just looking for guidance, whether it's to handle his acne. You know, he wants someone to help him, whether he's going through puberty, but he still wants his mom to help him understand what's happening, even though she's not a man. So if you can share the potential that occurs when the mother really honors that responsibility and isn't afraid of it, is willing to step into uncharted territory to guide this beautiful child that she gave birth to for the betterment of their own being, her own being, and the future.
I think as women, or whatever you want, you know, women, mothers, there's this persona that I do it to myself all the time. We need to know everything. And when we can get rid of that and drop that and just say, just holding space and having that sacred conversation with your young man offers a lot for him to be open, to express himself. And that alone allows for him to know I'm heard, I'm seen, and I'm loved, which can open doors to, obviously, we know, any positive relationship. We don't need to know the answers to everything, but just exploring it with them, you know, helping them solve their own problems, and just knowing that you're on this journey and this path together, that to me is beautiful. What do you have to say, Janet?
Well, and I'm going to take the other part of that, the other aspect, and that is mothers also need to support fathers in their fathering. And this is a sacred task of mothers, and it's also a path of grief, because there are times when mothers have to let go of their sons and push their boys towards the men, because the men hold a whole other aspect of knowledge, of training, of what it is to be a man, and working within testosterone, and what do you do with your body, and all of those things, and how are you the protector, and how are you the provider, and in every indigenous culture, there is that time when the boy has to go away from the mother in order to be trained by the elders, by the men, so that he can come back as a man to his mother and to the women and his future mate. And it's a hard place for women. It's a place of grief. And I think it's also a place of speaking to that grief and honoring it and recognizing it. I think a lot of times it's just buried and we don't confront it, but it's ever present. And
I'm laughing because I'm like, oh gosh, I have to grieve. And I see this little sub community within our program will be the little grieving circle of
yes,
women and moms. It is difficult, and that is a process that we have to heal within ourselves and let go and find our own identity as well. Who are we beyond our children?
Yes. Yeah,
yeah,
connecting with that, definitely. And what I love about this program that we're offering is that there will be a private forum for questions, for whining, if you will. We'll let that be, and sharing, you know, sharing this grief and also sharing, this is what I did, this is what helped heal me, this was helpful. So I love that virtual forum that we can bring together of mothers supporting each other in these passages.
And what I know, we're coming up on time, and so what I want to do is leave everyone with one last teaser, so to speak, so that you can take this information and connect with both of you and this coursework. So what I'll ask you, I'm going to ask each of you the same question, and then I would love for you to share where they can find you individually and then collectively for Raising Boys 101. And within both your answers, you kind of touched on that aspect, that grief. And right now, when we're facing boys, that society's conditioning boys that it's okay, they need to be playing video games and they need to be kind of just placated with a device versus really tapping into their full embodiment of being a boy and then a man. if you can share from each of your vantages the potential that's here before us to actually eliminate codependency purely through the male by becoming their full embodiment, so they no longer are attached to those threads where the mother didn't release the child potentially for the last few generations around. We've been led into a codependent society. If you can share a little bit about that, Janet, what you foresee, and then you too, Heather.
Mm-hmm. I believe that when we can guide our boys to finding their purpose, boys and men are on this planet to be of service, and to channel and guide them into finding their purpose of service in life, they are going to stand taller and prouder and be fully able to live into their capacities. And that is heart capacities as well as hand and head capacities. And it will only serve the world in a uplifting, forward-moving way. And it's just an imperative. We have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, yes, that's it. No. Yeah, and I believe now more than ever, because it's just getting quicker and quicker and quicker, it needs to be done. It needs to be said. And I truly believe when we are determined and we declare and we are open and willing, we can be the exception to every rule. We don't need to live generational patterns.
Right.
If we don't want to. We are so open, and you are capable of change. And Janet and I know I am. My secret motive is we created this program so that I can be the best mother and raise the best kids possible. So it just needs to be done. And I've never seen anything like it.
And we're excited to be together doing this and to join hands with all of the participants, and know that the ripple effect out into the world will be just striking. And, mm-hmm. And that people need support. Mamas need support, and the desire may be there, but the steps might not be so clear. And Heather and I are here to provide those steps, as well as the circling around to, oh my gosh, I can't do this, or what do I do about this, that there is plenty of space and time for questions and answers, and helping you regroup each time, because we'll try something and think, oh, that's not going to do it. What about this? So we're all about helping you retweak what you're doing and helping you move forward in a positive way.
Yeah, and you even say that's huge in this, because Janet and I have designed this program to not only educate you, like we've been talking, but like you said, Janet, it's the community and the support, and we're providing that as well. And the first time we're doing this is going to be live, and we have a whole whackload of group coaching that we'll be going about, and we will just be learning and growing together. And as you know, you hear, we both come from two different aspects, and I'm a big believer that two heads are better than one. So, if one of us resonate with you more than the other, or you love, you just get bits and pieces from everybody. So your questions are answered, and you can definitely change that and find your marbles again. I'm huge on that. Sanity. we need a little bit of that to know that, we're doing a good job, and it's okay. And this is life, and it's supposed to be, quote unquote, imperfect, because that's just what it is.
Beautiful. And so where can everyone find both of you? I'll put the links below and the coursework, but it's always good to deliver it in audio form too.
Okay.
For our visual and audio learners.
Yeah, so the actual program itself, you can find it's www.hcck.heatherchauvin.com/raisingboys.com/registration, I believe, big and long. We'll have it below. You can find me at heatherchauvin.com, and I love connecting with people on social media. It's just my name. But yeah, Janet, where can they find you?
You can find me at boysaligned.com, and you'll find family coaching opportunities there. I work with people all over the country in a single session or three sessions, whatever works for you. And again, the heatherchauvin.com, Raising Boys 101 is the tag on that, Heather, I believe. So, but I know Suzanne will post that below.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we are so excited for this program. Cannot wait.
Yeah. And it starts the beginning of June.
Okay. Perfect.
And as a lead up, there's a free video webinar that we've put together for you that has some great already dive in practical strategies to begin using right away. And that's free.
Perfect. We'll put the link to that too.
Awesome.
So I want to say yaya sisterhood, and I'm really proud of the two of you coming together and practicing community within feminine principle. So thank you for doing that, and thank you for sharing your wisdom today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Once again, I'd like to thank Janet and Heather for joining us today. Please connect to their work and their ongoing coursework, which feels like a building community. And until next time, we're going to sign out with a little Bitterroot, peace, love, and harmony. Remember to be simply. With that being said, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
about truth, caring, honesty.